This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, we're back. 2026. You can send all of your Am I the Jerk submissions in Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us or just slide into the DMs.
We waiting on you.
Hope to God we find them.
We will eventually.
We will. This is from Travis.
Travis?
Travis sent us an email.
Okay, Travis.
And he said, am I the jerk for keeping my girlfriend away from my family, not telling her why?
None of that makes sense.
God, I love the holidays.
That doesn't make sense at all, but I'm listening.
Allie and DZ, my girlfriend and I are in college at UWM, and we both went home for the holidays. Just up north, though. She's from Green Bay. I'm from the Wausau area. I told her she won't be able to see me until after the new year, even though our parents only live about an hour and a half from each other, so it's not exactly a long-distance situation.
Right.
She even offered to come see me on New Year's Day. And I said, no thanks.
No thanks. No thanks. That's a little strange, my boy.
When I told her, please don't come visit me or my family, she got upset and said she can't shake the feeling that I'm hiding something.
Yeah, I would feel that way too.
She's worried I have a girl back home and doesn't want to risk us running into each other.
Or your family's crazy.
But the problem is that my family's crazy.
I knew it. We're still good at our jobs. I felt this when I was like, or you got a psychopath, yep. Mom and dad.
Yep, and you don't want them near.
Yep.
So now she thinks that something's going on, but I don't have the heart to tell her the truth because I don't want to scare her away. I'm telling you, if she meets my family, she's really gone.
Said, I'm the white sheep. They're the black sheep.
Yeah.
Oh.
So am I the jerk for keeping my girlfriend away from my family over the holidays and not telling her why? He's afraid if he tells her,
that's going to make it worse.
Or if he lets her come over, that's, you know.
Well, because here's what's going to happen. He's going to go, hey, I really don't want you to meet my family because they're crazy. And she's going to go, they're not that bad.
Right.
I promise you.
What's the big deal?
Then she's going to go over there. And he's going to go, see, I told you.
And it's going to be a turnoff.
See,
and she's
I told
be
you.
Like, now I don't like him because his family's crazy.
Maybe although, he has history with bringing partners around and it getting ruined by family.
Maybe he is hiding something. Well, he wrote in. He would have told us, I think.
I guess, right? If it was her writing in, maybe different. But
his moral dilemma is he doesn't know what to do. She thinks he's screwing around back home, but he's like, I just don't want her to come near my family.
He's got no way of confirming to her. Like, she's already made this thing up in her head that, no, you got an extra girlfriend.
I would think that.
You got kids. You got a wife or something back home.
If we both went home at college and you wouldn't let me come visit you, I'd be like, you got a girl.
If you live close, right? Because the distance is nothing. She even offered to come see you. Bro, you got to ride or die, right? Like, you should have let her come through. She offered.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't talked about your family, that's on you.
Totally.
That's 100% on you, but she wants to be a part of your life. Ah, but then you're also trying to protect your relationships.
See, because you know if she meets your family, it's over. All right.
He's seen this happen before, and I'm convinced that's why he's going, no, you're not meeting my family. Not yet, at least.
I mean,
not yet.
I dated a guy who didn't want me to meet his parents, and I eventually did, and they were fine. But to him, he was like, because I remember after a while being like, oh, and he's like, it's not you, it's them. And I, this is, it's,
did he get weird around his family?
They were fine. He just thinks, he thought they were embarrassing. Like, he was like, they're embarrassing in public. And I'm like, a lot of old parents are embarrassing in public.
We
like,
all think our family is embarrassing.
Thank you. But he was like, no, this is different. And I was around them. They were fine. Yeah. You know, but I get it. When you grow up with them, they're embarrassing.
They're embarrassing.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, and when you do such a good job at kind of creating your own personality, once you're on your own, once you're an adult, whatever, you start living your own life, you change some of the ways you were raised, inevitably.
And you don't have to be around your parents once you move away.
Right. And then eventually you do kind of want to bring people around to meet your family. Unless you're no contact, you're going to cross families at one point.
Totally.
It's just, it's 1,000% inevitable. And as you evolve, you're in college, you're young, you don't get it. But if you plan on going anywhere with this relationship, you can't keep saying you can't come over.
Steve in Twin Lakes texted in. He said, bro's the jerk. Be honest and just warn her and let her make up her own mind. But you have to be honest. Too late, Steve. He already lied.
He already lied.
We're already screwed.
What if he's thinking this is the one and I want to like really lock us in before I, you know, get my family locked up in this situation too?
Kirsten in Greenfield said, oh wait, this is Am I the Jerk? Because she started to give advice.
Nope.
She goes, yes, he's a jerk.
Mm.
We all have crazy families, though.
I'm thinking not the jerk because he's protecting her. He's protecting his peace. He doesn't want to be stressed over the holidays and didn't want to be stressed. So he went, no, I'm standing my ground. This is my line. We're together, but you're not coming over.
All right. What do you guys think? Is he the jerk for hiding his family from his girlfriend and not letting her come visit? She thinks he's got a girl back home. He's like, no, my family's just really embarrassing. 414-533-1037. He's going to lose his girl.
He's going to lose his girl.
But that's his problem. Is he the jerk for hiding his girlfriend from his family? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
In the first edition of 2026, Am I the Jerk returns.
Weber.
He wants to know if he's a jerk. Travis goes to UWM with his girlfriend. They both went home for the holidays, and he doesn't want her near his family. So he's been telling her she can't come visit. Mm-hmm. She's in Green Bay. He's in the Wausau area. And he's like, now she thinks I'm screwing around and I have somebody back home. And I don't. I just don't want her near my family.
My family's just psychotic. But she don't know that, and she hasn't experienced that firsthand, bruh.
Well, let's go. You know what? Let's start with Saucy. Let's start 2026 with fire.
Ooh-wee. Are you sure?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Lord. She already said, my family's nuts, and I got something to say.
All right. Well, okay. Morning, Sauce.
Hey, there, hey, my friend.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. So, okay. Jerk or not
let's
the jerk?
Let's get into it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are the jerk and a big red flag. And here's the reason behind that. If you know that your family's crazy and you don't cut them out of your life, you are a massive red flag and you are not safe to that woman.
Interesting.
Oh, you're saying that he doesn't have his own boundaries or something. Is that where you're
going?
Not
at all.
I felt like that was a boundary right there going, hey, it's not the time for you to meet my crazy family yet. Boundary set.
No, he didn't say that's not the time. He said he doesn't want her to meet his family because his family is crazy.
I presume that meant right now. Who knows how long they've been dating? I'm assuming it's a young, fresh relationship. You're in college, right? You don't want nobody to meet your family at first either. You don't even want your girl to meet your friends.
When you're in a relationship with somebody and they have feelings like that, their feelings are valid, and it's your responsibility as their partner to reassure them.
So he needs to tell her, I don't have a girl back home, but this is not advice hour. No. This is, are you the jerk? And he's trying to keep her from the family. And she's like,
jerk.
He's
big
saying,
old jerk.
I'm not doing anything.
And a red flag because he hasn't cut his family off knowing they're crazy. Well, what if they're not as crazy as he feels?
The red flag is his emotional immaturity.
It doesn't
that's the
matter.
Red flag.
Yes.
Oh, I misunderstood that then.
I don't think she's saying it. Let me translate for Saucy. Saucy meant he's emotionally immature because he's afraid to just tell his girlfriend flat out, this is why I'm keeping you away. Like, grow up, learn how to talk and communicate, and just tell your girl, my family's crazy.
Yeah.
He's not handling
that's
it.
Not how the
that's
world
the
works.
Red flag.
That's not how the world
He's
works.
He's not being honest. That's the red flag,
right?
I think,
there's
right?
multiple red flags here. There's not open communication. There's not honesty.
I wish
it's
we knew how long they've been together. That would be really helpful, because if it's two months, you're like, yeah, that's too early. You can't meet my crazy family.
Well, but that's a different situation.
And well, we don't know the situation. We don't
it's
know how long
even,
they've
like,
been together.
She just wants to see her man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no,
don't come visit me. Nope.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Saucy. She starts out with jerk.
Much love, guys.
Love, Saucy. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go to John. John in Mequon, who got his own theme song last year.
John,
he earned it in 2025. I'm calling 5 days in a row. Shaboozy's what he picked, everybody.
Yeehaw.
Hey, John.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year.
Good
jerk
to hear from you.
Or not the jerk for keeping his girlfriend away from his family over the holidays?
Not the jerk.
What?
Saucy just got mad.
No, I'm sure she did.
She's probably calling back.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. I see her ringing. Nah, John, for real, why?
Because just like myself, like what you guys said in the first place is like, you know, he'd already mentioned that there's like the white sheep and the black sheep.
Yeah.
Well, my past history with my siblings, I haven't talked to them in like 12 years.
Oh, yikes.
Dang, why?
Yep. Obviously, I just didn't connect with them. They all hang out and everything like that, do their own thing. But I've always felt like that, you know, the black sheep of it. So why would I introduce my family to, you know, my partner?
Right.
Ah.
If I don't rock with you, why would I introduce you?
Yeah,
if you're
see,
not in my life, why would then, I bring somebody that is? I'm following.
But what if John is the problem, right? What if Travis, who wrote in, is the problem?
Travis, like, John, Travis,
I might go, let me meet them and I'll be the judge. Because who's you? What if you're the issue?
But if you've made that decision and you are that person's partner, you got to trust that they made the right decision for themselves, right? Like
that.
Saucy was saying, right? Like the emotional maturity of being able to cut those people off and being able to say why you cut those people off.
It's true.
That's all full circle for Travis, you know, John right here, right now going, yeah, I don't want my partner who I love and care for to meet the family that don't love and care for me.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, it goes the same thing that if I had the choice not to meet my partner before we got divorced, you know, her family, I would have said no. But, you know, freaking before getting married and everything like that, you know, I did the proper old school way that I asked the dad. I was like, hey, you want to get married?
Can I have your daughter?
I'll trade you these goats for your daughter's hand in marriage.
And I literally went old school with it. And then after that, we only talked maybe once a month.
Wow.
So, and that was it because I chose not to, you know, interact with her family. But she still talked to him. She still did whatever. It was her family. So
you sound like a drag, John.
He's not really.
Won't talk to anybody.
He's protecting his peace, but also not talking to nobody.
Hey, I go with the Fast Five series. You make your own family.
Hey,
okay, fair enough.
I like
true
it.
That, John.
That
All
part.
Right. Well, thanks for calling. We're split down the middle.
Love it, man.
Yep.
Talk soon.
Have a good one.
You too. Love. Peace.
All right. So is he the jerk? Travis wants to know for keeping his girlfriend away from his family and not telling her why she wants to come visit him. They both go to UWM and they're at home for the holidays. And he's like, no, and he won't tell her why.
I mean, we know why.
Oh my gosh. Let's go to Richard in Watertown, last but not least.
Ricky!
Richard!
Good morning, everyone.
What up, Richard?
Well, you're the tiebreaker. Good morning on a Monday, first edition of 2026.
Big shoes. Don't get nervous.
What?
Don't worry. I got Saucy's back.
Oh.
Totally the jerk.
Oh.
Jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
What's up?
I cut full contact with my family, and it has been such an amazing thing. But the thing is like they're insane. And the problem is you got to have conversations with your partner. You can't hide that from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed to have such an amazing partner that helped me through that situation.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe they could kind of go off each other. You're a team.
It is interesting how many like Gen X's or younger generations have become estranged from
no
their
contact.
Parents. Just like me. I mean, I talk to my parents, but we have a lot of issues. But we're a lot different. We, you know, the
younger
mental
generations
health,
are
evolving. They're not putting up with it, dude.
At all.
They're not putting up with the nonsense.
Us old heads are going, but it's family.
Come
the young
on,
heads are
put
going,
up with me screaming all the time.
Scissors. Cut.
Bye.
Peace.
It's true.
But with a good partner, with the right person, you could share
build
that
your own
and,
family.
And go, hey, listen,
well,
I don't
do
rock
anyway.
With them.
You see, a lot of people go get married and they start their own stuff anyway,
yep.
So who cares?
That's usually what you end up doing. You branch off into your own. And literally, like Richard is saying, you know, jerk because you could have brought her into that world and said, hey, they're so crazy, you can't meet them. He hasn't even given her a reason.
Exactly. So, all right, Richard, so you didn't introduce your partner to your family ever?
Oh, no, I did.
Oh,
I did.
Okay.
And then we realized that they were like,
That's not for us.
And then we're going to set that hard boundary. And I just want to give a shout out to them. She's a teacher. She's fantastic. Let's start this new year off great.
Shout out your girl, man. Shout out your girl. Let's start the year off great. And you kick it off, right? You said jerk.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling, Richard.
Bye.
Peace, love, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, jerk for keeping his girlfriend away from his family over break. I agree.
At least got to tell her, man. Because like Richard's case, you, his girl went, yeah, they are crazy. Let's go.
Seriously. I mean, what the hell?
You were right. I'm sorry. I doubted you, Poppy. Let's keep it moving.
I should have listened. Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.